From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kenyan warplanes have attacked targets in neighboring Somalia. The attacks come just days after the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab killed 148 people at a Kenyan university. The Kenyan Defense Forces says the airstrike Sunday targeted two Al-Shabaab camps in the Gedo region of southern Somalia. Fighting raged Monday in southern Yemen between Houthi rebels and forces loyal to the country's president. To the west, the Houthis tried to strengthen their positions in the city of Aden. Witnesses say a foreign warship shelled targets in and around Aden. They say Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit an airbase north of the city, forcing Houthi fighters to flee. Edward Uranian reports.
Amateur video showed passersby trying to help residents wounded by shrapnel in the street of one Aden neighborhood after a barrage of mortar shells hit the area. Medical sources quoted by Arab media say that more than 50 people have been killed in Aden in the past 24 hours. As fighting continued in scattered pockets across the country, Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit security headquarters and another military compound used by Houthi rebels in the capital, Sana'a. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama says the framework agreement to curb Iran's nuclear program is, in his words, the best bet by far to keep Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. In a New York Times interview posted Sunday, the president said simply continuing sanctions would leave the world with less insight into Iran's nuclear program. This is VOA News. Prosecutors and defense lawyers are presenting their closing statements at the trial for accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. The focus of the arguments is his penalty, whether he will be executed for his part in the April 15, 2013 attack. If the jury finds Tsarnaev guilty, it will then hear additional evidence to decide his punishment. Malaysian authorities have arrested 17 people for allegedly plotting terrorist attacks in the capital, Kuala Lumpur. A police chief said in a Twitter message Monday that the 17 were arrested on Sunday. The arrests come after the Home Ministry proposed two new anti-terror laws last week that will reintroduce indefinite detention without trial and allow the seizure of passports of anyone suspected of supporting terrorist acts. A Dutch man being held hostage in Mali was freed Monday by French forces and is said to be in good condition. Sajak Ritki was kidnapped more than 3 years ago in Timbuktu while on vacation. The fate of several others kidnapped at the same time is unknown. The hostages were taken by an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group. There are reports that a number of militants were killed in the rescue operation. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Monday he is ready to hold a referendum on whether to give greater political power to the country's regions. He said he was sure most Ukrainians would vote to maintain a unitary state. Mr. Poroshenko told members of a parliamentary commission which is drafting amendments to the Constitution that he would ensure a referendum on the country's state structure is held if the commission deems such a vote necessary. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his government will work with Kurdish authorities to liberate the northern province of Nineveh from Islamic State militants. Speaking Monday in Erbil, capital of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region, Mr. Abadi said the governments of Iraq and Kurdistan face a common enemy. Iraqi Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani, who spoke alongside Mr. Abadi, said both sides have agreed to form a committee of military and security experts to see how the collaboration will work. India unveiled a national air quality index Monday to keep track of pollution levels in 10 of its cities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the new measure at a conference of state environmental ministers in New Delhi. An Indonesian court has rejected a last-ditch challenge by two Australian drug convicts facing execution. Lawyers for the state and defense were divided over whether legal avenues remained for the two to avoid the death penalty. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.